You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
If you or your patients struggle with muscle cramps, spasms, soreness, or restless leg syndrome, you're going to want to hear about our non-opioid TheraWorks Relief. TheraWorks Relief is a clinically proven and published locally acting topical solution that prevents and relieves muscle cramps, spasms, and soreness in the legs and feet. In a research study including patients diagnosed with restless leg syndrome, TheraWorks Relief was shown to reduce symptoms commonly associated with accompanying RLS, including muscle cramps and spasms. Muscle cramps are reported as a side effect of hundreds of prescription medications, from intravenous iron sucrose and conjugated estrogens to statins and diuretics. By managing muscle cramps, TheraWorks Relief supports adherence, helping patients stay on important and often life-saving medications. TheraWorks Relief comes in an easy-to-use, fast-absorbing, non-greasy foam that can prevent muscle cramps and spasms with just a few simple applications a day. To learn more about TheraWorks Relief, go to TheraWorksRelief.com and click on the healthcare professional link.
Here's the thing. You're busy. You're a professional. Maybe you're a pharmacist, and you know you're capable of doing more, doing much more, and living a more organized, less stressful, purposeful, and freedom-driven life. Let's talk. Let's share. And let's grow together as an industry, as healthcare providers, and as a better unified community. It may seem like some of these things don't easily fit together. After all, what do career coaching, marketing strategy, networking, and pharmacy have in common? Welcome to the RX Buzz. Your host is a pharmacist, a wife, a mother, an entrepreneur, and a proven motivational career coach, Ashley Clevens Hayes. This is the RX Buzz podcast, a collaboration between RX Ashley and the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hey there, RX Buzz listeners, Ashley here. I'm going to be running a solo show today. No guests, you're just going to be hearing from me. As we are wrapping up season one of this show, I wanted to take a minute to kind of debrief on my experiences and really express to you what it's kind of been like for me to work with not only the Pharmacy Podcast Network, but also what it's been like for me to launch my own business. If you've been following me and if you've been listening to the episodes, you know that 2018 was a wild and courageous year for not just me, but really my entire family. We moved across the country three times. My husband and I both left our traditional jobs. Between us, we launched a few different businesses. And not only that, we have a young family. So now that we are a few weeks deep into 2019, it is time to refocus and really reflect on what worked this year and what did not work in the year of 2018. Rather than just jumping in and showing you all the pretty perfect things, which social media does an excellent job of showing you, I am going to tell you the real deal, what happened, the skinny of 2018 for both my husband and I. Well, really just, I'm going to focus on my business, but obviously it impacts my husband and our family. I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you straight, kind of tell you what it's like to run a business, start from scratch, how fun it can be, and also how sometimes it can be challenging. So really first facing some challenges in 2018. I'm just going to come out and say it. Launching, creating, and growing a business from scratch is really freaking hard. I have a lot of people who reach out to me because they want to do something, I would say, quote unquote, non-traditional and in their careers or in their life. And I am here to tell you, being the first to do something different in a group of traditionalists is extremely challenging. For the majority of my life, I've been surrounded by people who are traditionalists, who live in a typical traditional role, traditional family. You probably know this, whether you're paving the way for a new industry or if you're just the first in your family to make a big career change, it's really hard. I'm no exception in this rule. For the majority of my life, I've been the first kid to go to college in my family, the first to move out of state, the first to do a non-traditional pharmacy residency in a very traditional clinical residency program. And honestly, the list can go on and on and on. When you're doing something new, you have to explain the why of the work you're doing time and time again. You have to really learn how to stand up for yourself and stand up for your mission and explain to people, the traditionalists, why you're doing it, which is part of the reason why it's so hard. So the biggest thing that I've taken away from all of this is you really have to be brave. You have to be willing to get really, really clear on your finances, which is something that has been eye-awakening for me this year and my husband. You have to be willing to put your heart out into the world, and you have to take a risk of if your heart is going to be stomped on. So no matter what, though, you have to always remember your goals and come out the other side with even more confidence in what you're doing. So personally for me, what this meant was that I had to turn down multiple high-level positions in order to continue down this path of creating what I consider literally my second child of Rx Ashley. It is all of my heart, all of my mission, all of my philosophies that have really been poured into this business. It also meant that I needed to get over how uncomfortable I was recording this podcast, right? The first show I talked about imposter syndrome, and literally I read off of my computer screen because I was just so nervous. I didn't know how to say it or what I was going to say or if I was going to sound awkward. On top of the podcast, I also had to get really comfortable with videos. A lot of my work is building online courses. A lot of my work is meeting with clients one-on-one over different digital platforms. So the podcast scene, so hearing my own voice and then also seeing myself on camera was really, really uncomfortable for me. But ultimately, how I looked or how I sounded couldn't stand in the way of the content I was creating from the clients. And so that's what kind of led me to getting over that uncomfortable zone. No one really cared what I look like. No one really cared how I sounded. It was the content that we were delivering, that we were creating, that led to the powerful results. That right there is how I kind of got out of the uncomfortableness of it all. It also meant that I needed to overcome some other challenges. So I'll let you in on a little secret here. Similar to having kids, starting your own business or pivoting your career doesn't really come with an instructions guide. There's no specific directions. Step one, do this. Step two, do this. Step three. Now there's a lot of opinions out there that says this is what you should be doing and this is what you can be doing. But there's just a lot of different loopholes and things you have to figure out on your own. It can be really overwhelming. And this is the number one reason why I believe in business coaching. This keeps you on track. It keeps you focused on what you want to achieve. And it just provides you the support that you really need in building your brand and building up your business. So let me just be a little bit more real with you. One of the trickiest aspects of running a business and navigating this uncharted path is figuring out who to trust and who really has your back. It's been really, really hard for me. This has been one of the most difficult experiences for me to navigate. I can also spend an entire episode talking about how many people reach out to me asking for support but are not willing to compensate me. This has been incredibly difficult. But each unique experience has made me realize, who do I actually want to work with? Who do I actually want to support? And who's a great fit for myself? And where do I want to spend my energy? A lot of people don't recognize that because I'm a service-based business, that it takes a ton of energy and finances to actually build any type of business. So I have to charge. That's just what it is. And a lot of people don't like that. But I had to put my foot down eventually and just say, hey, this is what I'm worth. And if you want to work with me, this is it. If you don't, then, you know, good luck to you. And I hope to see you succeed in your career no matter what. But that's something that I really struggled with for a while. Something else I've had to learn to overcome was perfection paralysis. If you've ever found yourself struggling with starting a new project or creating that next episode for your podcast, aka me right now, that's why it's almost the third week of January and I'm just now creating my 2018 summary. You might be suffering from perfection paralysis. It happens to the best of us And sometimes it can feel impossible to overcome. So what is perfection paralysis? It means that you are pushing things off and not taking action because you are worried about the outcome. Even though you haven't started anything yet, you may be concerned about what others will think of you or failing because your work has to be perfect. Here's the thing. If we waited until we were 100% perfect at everything we did or do, absolutely nothing would ever be done. Nothing. Zilch. Zero. If I was 100% ready to record this podcast, I think I would be 89 and probably dead because I have never been fully ready to record. I finally forced myself this morning to say, Ashley, this is what I'm committing to today, because Todd has been being like, Ashley, you need to get this me. Ashley, you need to get this me. I have literally one day to get this done. And in the back of my mind, all I'm thinking as I'm creating this show is done is better than nothing phase right now. Just get it done. It's time for me and for you, if this is you, to step past the worries that perfectionism can conjure up and realize that being worried means that we're all invested, that you actually really, really care. So something, now let's switch gears. Let's talk about some things I'm actually really proud of. I think the reason why I wanted to start off with the scary stuff and the vulnerable stuff first is because I think a lot of times, I think majority of it in social media and just talking to really successful people, you hear all the good, right? You see the good. But what about the hard? What about the tough stuff? So I wanted to get that out into the space, into the open air, and just share that with you. So on the total flip side, something I'm really proud of is the blog that I've dedicated a ton of energy to. I've poured my heart, along with everything else, my heart, my soul, my thoughts, and my everything into that blog. I spend a lot of time on that. I've had clients from Australia to Japan, to England, to New York, to Orange County, who have reached out to me, thanking me for writing the blog because it's helped them elevate their careers, launch their businesses, and ultimately help support them during interviews as well, which is, as you guys know, one of my favorite unique experiences is to help people nail their interviews. So whether I was working one-on-one with clients or directly helping people with giving them some freebies, some downloadables in their email inbox, one thing became crystal clear to me this year. Many of us want to do bigger things in our career. I am no exclusion to that. I love leveling up my career. And most importantly, I love watching you and supporting you and guiding you to do bigger things in yours too. So overall in 2018, ARCS actually was a pretty good year. I, of course, joined this network, the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and launched the RX Buzz that has been ranked top 30 business podcasts consecutively on Apple iTunes. Huge kudos to Todd and his team. I am so blessed, so fortunate to join such a fantastic and supportive network. Todd has been and continues to have my back. He's one of those trusted colleagues that I have really, really just been blessed to have met. Two, I launched an interview prep course that supported over, I think the last number was 40 professionals into feeling super uber prepared for their interviews. They feel confident and they just feel like they now have the tools to really land their interview. I have another interview prep coming out in March, so please stay tuned. And if you're interested, make sure you sign up for our newsletter because that is my jam. I love interview prep. I've worked with over 60 professionals on a one-on-one basis. I've booked monthly speaking engagements. I was published. One of the most cool things I think I did this year. And the reason why I say this is cool is because it's truly a reflection of both my husband and I. I was published in the American Medical Association for openly talking about how to manage a medical marriage. And as you guys may know, my husband is a physician. And the reason why I've had to, well, one of the reasons why I've had to get so creative in my career is because we've had to move around the country a bunch because my husband's job has moved us around from state to state numerous times. So I talked about that openly in a blog post and it got resubmitted to the AMA and I got so many positive feedback from spouses and from clinicians and practitioners who are living that phase right now saying, thank you so much. It takes so much work to make two big careers happen under one roof. And that's something I'm really proud of. I traveled across the country to spread the mission, philosophies, and goals of RX Ashley. I was often on a plane just chatting with people. I can never take away a good conversation from coaching. And honestly, I find myself talking to the most interesting people on the airplane and have landed a few coaching clients just from the people I sat next to. Needless to say, I don't love talking to everyone I sit next to on the airplane. Sometimes I just jump on, put my earplugs in. I'm like, I don't want to talk to anyone. But sometimes those really good conversations just get striking up. All right. So I landed and created one of my dream jobs at the USC School of Pharmacy. I am now working there part-time as their career strategist. So the USC School of Pharmacy, which is in Los Angeles, California, my alma mater, I am a third generation Trojan, and it is totally lit, like light me up. I just get so much energy from the students that I'm working with and the faculty that I'm working with there. It has been such a blessing. And I can honestly say that's been one of the most rewarding experiences from this year. And last but not least, I created a business that also hired other freelance businesses. This year I hired a graphic designer. I hired a website designer. I hired a content writer. I hired attorneys. I hired accountants. And I think this is so cool that I've actually been a part of growing the cycle of business and supporting other solo entrepreneurs. This is one of the most exciting things for me. I have learned so much from them that I never in a million years imagined that I would have to know as a business owner. But I am so grateful for Jess, Nancy, Danielle, Anne, who's going to be on our show soon as my intellectual property attorney. Gosh, the list can go on and on. And if I forgot someone, it's not because I don't love you. It's just because there's been a lot of you. All of these people, all of these accomplishments, I'm really proud of. And I have worked really freaking hard at. It feels so good to be proud of something. So here's the truth, guys. If you set up goals for yourself in 2018, but didn't see them all come to fruition, it is time to invest in yourself. It's time to really take a step back and think about what it is that you want. Everything takes energy. Everything takes time. It's all done with very good intentions, dedication, commitment, and patience. RX Ashley, the brand, has not been created overnight, and it still continues to grow and change and evolve. You have to stick with it. You have to stick yourself out there and be willing to show up as your best self if you want to see these this 2019 year be your best year ever. Remember, you do not need permission to focus on yourself, take risks, or make big changes in your career. Only you can know your purpose and your true calling. So it is key to recognize that and actually take action in that. This year, I'm looking forward to reaching new heights, helping even more people, and tackling some next milestones. I am publishing a few books, which has been super, super exciting. With each and every year that passes, the vision and the groundwork I laid for myself years ago, probably 10 or 12 years ago now, is slowly paying off. It's slowly paying off and becoming more and more of a reality to both my husband and I. I cannot wait to see what happens in 2019 for both RX Ashley and the RX Buzz. I know I've already mentioned it to you before, but I think that that if I could just podcast for the rest of my life and just get paid for this, I mean, that would be so cool. So Todd, note that. That is a goal. I love podcasting. It's been such a great outlet for me. Thank you so much for supporting me to the audience. I have received a ton of positive feedback, a ton of messages in my inbox. And I don't always respond because of just sometimes the time, but I want you to know that I read all of them. I see them with my own eyes and it means the world to me. So thank you again. Go please, 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 if there's anything you can do today, sign up for my newsletter at rxashley.com. That is with two E's. We have a ton of new content coming out in 2019. And quite frankly, thank you for letting me serve you. Todd, you are the best. Take care, guys. Have a great start to your 2019.
This was just the beginning. If this was your first time listening to the RX Buzz, we welcome you and thank you for giving us a chance. And if you're an old friend, one of our subscribers, we cherish you and look forward to hearing from you. And now we need your help. We ask that you share this podcast with just one person you know who's in the healthcare industry. If this podcast can help just one person, we believe it will have a chain reaction, having an impact on dozens, hundreds, thousands, and someday, millions of people. Thank you for your help. We truly appreciate you. And thank you for listening to the RX Buzz, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.